Welcome to Reflecting God. The clientele changes after dark, the clerk observed. There's an older gentleman who's in here every morning. He gets coffee, a newspaper, sometimes a donut. He says we start his day. When I see him, I know the night is over. From about midnight until the sun comes up, you have to watch. Some people are just getting off work. They're tired. They're in a hurry to get home. When the bars close, the drunks come in looking for something to eat. If you see one or two people come in and linger around waiting for others to leave, that's when I press the panic button. I would rather work days, but I need the job. We belong to the day, Paul reminded the Christians in Thessalonica. He was speaking of a spiritual reality and a hope. Just as every night ends in day, so the long night of sin will end in the glorious day of the Lord. For those of the darkness, it will come unexpectedly like a thief. Those of the day will be awake and sober, clothed in faith, love, and hope, and perhaps with coffee and a donut. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.